This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Eating processed food for every meal isn't healthy for people or for dogs. We all know that. And kibble is subject to multiple rounds of high heat processing, making it an ultra processed food. The Farmer's Dog is real, fresh, healthy food with whole meat and veggies gently cooked in human-grade kitchens to preserve their nutritional value. My dog, Barnaby, loves the Farmer's Dog. When he sees me pulling one of those packets out, he comes running. It's personalized, vet-developed, and it has recipes for as little as $2 a day. Meals arrive in pre-portioned, ready-to-serve packs, and they're conveniently delivered on whatever schedule works for me.
Get 50% off your first box of fresh, healthy food at thefarmersdog.com/happier. That's 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/happier.
I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. Like many people, I recently read the absolutely riveting book, Bad Blood, Secrets and Lies in a Silicon Valley Startup by John Carreyrou. I've also been listening to the podcast, The Dropout, by ABC News' Rebecca Jarvis. This is all about the Theranos scandal with Elizabeth Holmes. Over the years, I've also seen documentaries about the Bernie Madoff fraud and the Enron fraud. Many people have recommended to me recently the documentaries about the Fyre Festival fraud. Now, some people commit fraud. I find that interesting in a kind of detached way. But what I find much more troubling for myself as I listen to these stories is, apart from the people at the very center of the fraud, what about the others who get pulled in? The lawyers, the accountants, the auditors, the consultants, the finance people. More to the point, what would I have done if I'd somehow been involved? I started my career in law, and I can imagine a world in which I'd stayed a lawyer instead of switching to become a writer. And I can imagine that I might have been a lawyer who worked with one of these companies. Would I have been able to recognize wrongdoing? Having recognized it, would I have stood up against it? If lots of smart people said that a deal was lawful and proper, would I have accepted that? Would I have kept asking difficult questions? It's not always easy or clear to tell right from wrong. Because these issues haunt me, I often think back to something I read, part of an inner office memo related to the Enron case. The Enron scandal, which broke in October 2001, involved fraud, conspiracy, and insider trading. It led to the bankruptcy of the company Enron, which at the time was the seventh largest company in the United States. So Sharon Watkins was vice president for corporate development at Enron. In August 2001, she sent an unsigned letter to Kenneth Lay, the chairman of Enron, after Jeffrey Skilling resigned unexpectedly as the CEO. Later on, she was identified as the author. In this memo, she's trying to alert Kenneth Lay to everything that she thinks is a big problem at the company. The memo lays out why she's so worried about Enron's fate. She provides a summary of alleged issues with a lot of details, history, and concerns about various deals, and these are far beyond my capacity to understand. And the first time I read this memo, I was going through the technical parts, which, as I say, I can't really understand, but I was trying to follow it. Then suddenly, amid a thicket of acronyms, financial terms, and numbers that she's citing, I read this paragraph. She writes, "The overriding basic principle of accounting is that if you explained the accounting treatment to a man in the street, would you influence his investing decisions? Would he sell or buy the stock based on a thorough understanding of the facts? If so, you best present it correctly and or change the accounting." And then the memo goes back to all the technical talk. But when I read that paragraph, I felt a tremendous sense of relief and gratitude. Here was a way to know right from wrong. Here, amid all the confusions of facts and figures and argument, was the way to know. Whenever I think about this memo, I remind myself, if I'm looking for a way to know right from wrong, I can find a way. If you want to read the memo yourself, I'll post a link in the show notes. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.
I don't know about you, but I'm always looking for ways for my son to get involved and give back in our local community. That's why I'm excited to tell you about Student Visionaries of the Year, a campaign by Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, the largest nonprofit organization dedicated to creating a world without blood cancers.
Student Visionaries of the Year is a 7-week philanthropic leadership development program for high school students. Participants form strong teams and fundraise in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. This program is transformative. It not only helps students develop valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship, not to mention it looks great on college applications, but most importantly, is also a chance for them to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on blood cancer patients and their families. You can learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or even nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students.